For former South Sudan child soldier Manibani Minyong Do, writing his memoir was not an easy journey. For most of his life, it was a story he did not want to tell and memories he was reluctant to dredge up, says Do, whose self-published book, released in 2024, is called, When the River Reverses Course: The Untold Story of Us. I didn't want to remind myself, he says. It was not easy to bring it up. He credits Jan Underwood, former public awareness coordinator for Red Deer's Care for Newcomers, for convincing him more than a decade ago that his story was important and needed to be heard. As he sat down to write, he was motivated by a desire to let people know about his life growing up in South Sudan and the civil war that led him to becoming one of the 20,000 lost boys and girls, as the child soldiers of the Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, or Red Army, came to be known. I came from a war-torn country. I left as a child, he says. I was thirsty about letting the story be known in the world. In his book he writes, part of my impetus for chronicling this tale is to shed light on the stories silenced by the ravages of war in Sudan. This narrative belongs not to me alone but to all my brethren and sisters of the Red Army. It's long overdue that we impart our stories and history to the coming generations and the entire world. He also wanted to ensure his sons Kerr, 19, and Minyong, 17, learned about their father's past and their heritage and family in Africa. I wanted them to know my story through the book, he says. In his book, he writes, in this foreign land, it was essential for them to know their origins, and who better to learn from than their own father while he was still here with them. Do says while he told his story to others, he did not share it with his own sons for the longest time. He wanted to protect them, he said. They are reading it now and the experience has been overwhelming for them. Do comes from a tradition of oral storytellers. But a 20-year civil war left 2.5 million dead, among them the storytellers and their audiences. As the oldest living male in his family, it falls to him to keep their stories alive, he says. His book traces his childhood in South Sudan, growing up in a farming and cattle-raising community called Ater on the River Nile. When civil war broke out, he and his family were forced to flee and at age 12 Do joined the SPLA. For 2 years, he would experience all of the horrors war always brings, countless deaths by violence and disease. In 1985, he was among 600 or young soldiers chosen to go to Cuba to be educated. He had hoped to become a doctor but the Cubans kept the door closed and he trained as a nurse. In 1998, he was accepted as a refugee and came to Canada. He would eventually wind up in Brooks, where he spent a number of years at a meatpacking plant. There he and hundreds of other new Canadians, many of them from South Sudan, were exploited by company managers and subject to ongoing racism. Do was badly beaten in a racist attack one cold winter night outside a bar. He came to Red Deer in 2003 and worked at Olimel for a time. He went on to get a Bachelor of Business Administration and a postgraduate certificate in Human Resources and is now a program manager at Central Alberta Immigrant Women's Association, as well as an Uber driver in Calgary. He has returned to South Sudan a number of times. He returned for the first time in 2002, seeing his mother for the first time in 18 years. He returned in 2010 to film a documentary with Red Deer's Unveil Studios, The Ladder of My Life. The film helped support the Ater Water Project, which he in 2012 to dig water wells in his former home country. Those reading his book will come across many names with unusual spellings and, to many Canadians, mystifying pronunciations, he says. But they are people just like them, no different. They can be neighbors, co-workers, friends, classmates, teammates or live in the family. Look at those names as someone close to you and that you need to embrace. Some look at refugees as people who are looking to take things away from other Canadians. But they are here to find a better life, to succeed and live with dignity, he says. That's one thing I want people to take away as well. Even though he has faced many experiences of discrimination over the years, he chooses to forgive. Those who treated me the way they did, I forgive them because they didn't know me. We are not the color of our skin. We are something different than that. In my book, I also talk about the kindness and generosity and humanity I got in Canada in many different ways. Doe's story is now part of the Canadian Museum of Immigration at Pier 21 in Halifax, and in his book, he delivers a message to other immigrants. To my fellow new immigrants, whether you came here by choice or due to circumstances beyond your control, know that while unexpected challenges may arise, so do kindness and humility. Do not be discouraged. Move forward with your dreams. As long as you can put one foot in front of the other, you will make progress. It is my strong belief that by giving back whenever possible, you change many lives. The book will be available on Amazon beginning July 9th. An official book launch is set for July 16th in Red Deer at 5 p.m. at the Roots Cultural and Event Center, 101, 4807 50th Avenue. It is also sold at Edmonton Audrey's Books or can be ordered by emailing doe@doe.moneybanny@gmail.com.